Well, it's WJR's Tim McGraw VIP experience. Your chance to rock when country music legend Tim McGraw brings his Pawn Show guitar tour to Pine Knob Music Theater August 28th. And you could win a pair of premium pavilion tickets, transportation courtesy of Metro Cars, and $100 to Buddy's Pizza. To enter, download that free WJR mobile app, find the secret keyword, and then text it to 800-859-0957, 800-859-0WJR. More information is available to you at WJR.com. Good luck. Download that app, find that secret keyword, and then text it to us. And you could be going to the show. It's going to be a good one.
It will be.
Meanwhile, Dearborn Police, they're starting this new program. It's focused on aggressive driving. It's the aptly named aggressive driving unit.
Yes.
And they're using some EVs, the Ford Mustang Mach-Es, and they will be on the prowl with their police officers. Dearborn Police Chief Issa Shaheen joins us this morning to talk about it. Chief, good morning. It's good to have you.
Good morning. How are you?
We're well. Let's talk a little bit about this. Why did you feel like now was a good time to focus on aggressive or careless drivers?
Well, so the reality is traffic safety is a top priority for the residents of our city in Dearborn. And while it's not just a problem in Dearborn, really all over, we've been tackling it for many years, but I wanted to change the look of the enforcement to really kind of catch folks driving in kind of their natural environment. People drive a little differently when they see a police car, so that's why we intentionally selected the Mach-E GT.
And Chief, what specifically qualifies as aggressive driving in the eyes of law enforcement? I mean, what behaviors are officers going to be targeting most aggressively?
So like excessive speeding, aggressive lane changes, tailgating, street racing, distracted driving, running stop signs and red lights. And like I said, you know, we've been using the cars now for a few weeks. I've driven it myself, and the driving habits of folks around these cars is wild.
Hmm. So what are they going to focus on, these officers assigned to this unit?
So we've had a traffic enforcement unit for many years, but like I said, just those kind of violations specifically, but they're going to be on our main thoroughfares and in our neighborhoods where our residents are complaining.
Yeah, because you say that this new aggressive driving unit was created because you heard concerns directly from residents. What were the people telling you?
Like, literally getting cut off by cars as they're driving down the roadway, cars just flying by them. Unfortunately, you know, Dearborn, not unfortunately, but the reality of Dearborn is Ford Road, Michigan Avenue, Southfield Freeway, these are main arteries that tens of thousands of motorists travel on a day to come in and out of Metro Detroit. So we see a lot of, as you might expect, kind of reckless driving behavior.
How many traffic citations do you issue a year on those that are driving like this?
That's a great question. Well, last year, I can tell you, we wrote more tickets than we ever had before. We had over 33,000 violations, and the majority of those are for the kinds of things that I talked about, speeding, reckless driving, running red lights and stop signs. We're really focused on driving behaviors other than, like, your low-level offenses here in the city.
And Chief, road rage incidents seem to make headlines more frequently now. Are you seeing an increase in aggressive confrontations between drivers?
Yeah, all the time. I mean, I've been doing this for 28 years, and in the last few years, driving habits, especially coming out of COVID, people were far more aggressive with each other. And so these officers are really kind of focused on those driving behaviors, and we selected the Mach-E GT intentionally so that we could kind of witness some of that.
And you get a little more torque.
Yeah.
With those EVs, Chief.
Right.
Yeah. Are you expanding your police force on this, or are you just reassigning officers on this beat?
Well, traffic safety, its responsibility isn't just for these officers. All of our officers, myself on down to our newest recruits, are focused on traffic behaviors and writing citations. But these four officers that are in this unit are dedicated solely just to that mission every day.
And Chief, I remember speaking to Mayor Hamoud when he first came into office and asked him about, traffic and traffic policing. And he said you guys were going to do something different, that you guys were really going to be in the neighborhoods, really getting those quality of life issues and making sure that it's safe to play and live in the neighborhoods.
Well, look, I'm proud that Dearborn is the second safest large city in the state of Michigan, but we've got still work to do, and we're focused on improving quality of life issues every day for our residents.
Dearborn Police Chief Issa Shaheen, thanks so much for your time this morning, and we're looking forward to seeing those Mach-Es on the road.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, thanks for having me. Have a great day.
Yeah,
all right,
got
see
it.
You, Chief.
You do the same. Hey, you remember this moment?
With dealing with everything we have to do with, look, if we finally beat Medicare.
Thank you, President Biden.
Remember that?
That's hard to forget.
hard to forget, hard to listen to still.
It's still, honestly, even to this day.
It's quite sad. But that was the moment Joe Biden, in that debate with Donald Trump, everything went sideways, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, after that debate, Jill Biden, they had a little post-debate rally. And here's what she said after that debate on her husband's performance.
Joe, you did such a great job. You answered every question. You knew all the facts. And let me ask the crowd, what did Trump do? Lie!
Well, now Jill Biden has a new book coming out. She has a new book coming out. And she is making the rounds on a number of different programs talking about her husband's presidency, their time in the White House. I think her book is called The View from the West Wing, a memoir.
Uh-huh.
So she's coming out and talking about what happened in that debate and in the aftermath of that debate, which inevitably led to then President Joe Biden dropping out of the race, Kamala Harris being elevated and eventually losing that presidential election to Donald Trump. But one of the things that Jill Biden said on CBS Sunday morning was this.
What happened? I don't know what happened. I mean, as I watched it, I thought, oh, my God, he's having a stroke. And it scared me to death.
Oh.
But then you did. But again, you went to the rally. Woo!
Yeah,
Joe,
did so
you answered
good.
All
yeah.
the questions, yes. Joe.
And then they went somewhere after that, right?
I think they went to a Waffle House after
exactly.
that. Now, if you were in that moment thinking your if you're watching Marie
yes.
and you think she's having a stroke, you going out to dinner?
Uh-uh. We're going to the doctor. We're going to the hospital right away. Something's going. We're going to get you checked out. If it says nothing, cool. But I need to make sure you're good.
I find it so unbelievably fascinating that Jill Biden is going out doing these, I guess, trying to PR everything that has happened.
Why? But why?
Okay, first of all, I don't.
Why
has,
now?
Has anybody
what?
Asked for a Jill Biden book? whatever.
No.
She's a former first lady. I get it. It's going to do well. All those things. But what you're doing now is you're reopening that wound.
Yes, you are.
And I'm reading these stories. The Democrats are like, oh, my God, I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe that we've got Jill Biden out here. They don't want to talk about Joe Biden's presidency.
No.
Because no. why? They were told by the administration, they hadn't seen the president. He was being kept behind closed doors for the most part.
Uh-huh, in the basement.
Well, just because his things were changing with him, and they were telling everybody else that he was fine.
He was good.
And everybody. They were going out and parroting that,
yep.
when in reality, maybe he wasn't so fine. So now Jill Biden is coming out on this redemption tour. I don't know what it is, but it is so unbelievable to me that we're doing this again.
I don't
relitigating
know.
This and trying to spin it and... And again, if you believe in the moment, as she just said, that she thought her husband was having a stroke, and yet you go out and do the
and
other
have
things.
A rally and do all these other things.
I don't know about that. Remember, he was just a cold, and then he had some medicine to
cold
help.
Medicine, and that
I don't know about all that.
Yeah.
8 o'clock hour. It's next.